the story. I was sitting at my desk after putting in the final full stop of my manuscript, wondering which event in my youth that meant the most to me. In the end, I decided on that Sunday, Dora and I went to Lincoln Park, where I first met Charles Buddy Bolden, the love of my life. It was around the year 1900. He was 22 years old, and I, Nora Bass, had just turned 20 and was what you would call une créole belle. I was only 5 feet 5 inches tall, slim with rather full lips and a small pointed nose. My skin was a light tan and not as it is now that it has turned almost grey. My eyes were dark brown, my hair frizzy and shining black. Back then my teeth sparkled like mother of pearl, but since then it has been a struggle to keep them reasonably presentable. Many men gave me compliments, and one of father's business relations, Mr. Hall, wrote this to me. Your wonderful smile and your radiant brown eyes have enchanted me. Your graceful moves and slender body are out of this world. You are a flowering rose, and no Spanish senorita compares to you. I would give anything for a moment of love with you. You should not put too much emphasis on the words from a man in love, but I was beautiful once, and a different sight from the present grey-headed Nora Bass. My twin sister Dora looked a lot like me, but she was not as gracious as I was, which I attribute to my frequent ballet dancing. Dora has a large birthmark on the right cheek that blemishes her face. She was ashamed of the mark and often covered it up with powder. Back then, Lincoln Park and Johnson Park were the places where young folks met. One of the main attractions was watching the balloon captain Buddy Bartley ascend in his balloon. He was a daredevil, but Bartley did not have a particularly good control of the balloon, so from time to time he landed in entirely the wrong places, much to the audience's amusement. One Sunday, Dora and I had walked out to Lincoln Park to watch for ourselves as Bartley rose into the air. It was late in the afternoon, and he could not get the balloon to ascend. Just as we were about to leave, we heard a band start playing one of the great hits of that time in the other end of the park. I think it was, "If You Don't Shake It, You Don't Get No Cake." It was on that occasion that I saw the band leader, Charles Bolden, for the first time. He always went by the name of Buddy Bolden, but the nickname apart, he had nothing in common with the balloon captain. Some couples began to dance, and I've never seen anything like it. The girls went crazy and lifted up their skirts to reveal their beautiful stockings and long legs. The dance band was called the Buddy Bolden Band. He played the cornet, a small trumpet, and sang and introduced the songs. Every time he did something, the girls screamed and made signs and gestures at him. Even now, after so many years, it makes me happy to think back on that afternoon. We knew many of the songs the band played, but the way they were played was new to us. The audience around us called the music ragtime, and it had Dora and me confused, as they played only very few real ragtime songs. Later, it dawned on me that what the audience called ragtime only referred to the way the band was playing. Whether it was a ragtime composition, a hit song of the moment, a two-step or cakewalk did not matter. Dora and I already knew the dance music that John Robichaud's band played at father's parties at home. Their well-rehearsed music was not anything like Bolden's wild music. The highlight was when many of the women called up to Buddy, begging him to play the funky butt. At first, Buddy shook his head, but the women persisted. Dora and I were so close to the stage that we could hear him discussing with a couple of his musicians. The end of it all was that he took off his bowler hat, bowed down at the girls, stamped his boot once, and began to play. I later learned that the song was Buddy's favorite and that it was known both as the Funky Butt and Buddy Bolden's Blues. Because of the daring lyrics, he was not very keen on playing the song in big public places like Linkin Park. It is one of those tunes which you feel you've known all your life, and everybody was yelling, whistling and cheering. Buddy looked wonderful as he stood there with one hand on his hip, pointing his horn to the sky as he was playing. Some of the sounds were so loud that I was afraid for my hearing, while others came out almost whispering. Soon, pretty much everyone was dancing. The audience was mainly women, and I later found out that this was common when the Buddy Bolden band was playing. The dance was very unusual as, at a particular point in the song, the women would turn around and bump their behinds against each other. Later in the dance, some of the loudest women took each other by the hand and chain danced all the way to the edge of the stage and yelled, "Sing it, King Bolden, sing it!" Bolden shook his head dismissively, but finally surrendered. I later discovered that the words differed slightly from time to time, but the lyrics went something like this. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, "You are nasty, you are dirty, take it away. You are terrible, you are awful, take it away," I thought I heard him say. I thought I heard Buddy Bolden shout, "Open up the window and let that bad air out. Open up the window and let that foul air out," I thought I heard Buddy Bolden say. I thought I heard Judge Fogerty say,